You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Enhanced odds offers, Romelu Lukaku to score and Everton to win 3-1, and Yannick Bolasie to score and Crystal Palace to win 9-1. Been very impressed with these two teams so far this season, Lee. Everton, despite throwing a couple of points away against Bournemouth last weekend, looked strong and performed well against Middlesbrough midweek, and that performance showcased a couple of their stars at the moment. Gerard Deulofeu scored the opener, set up Lukaku for the second goal. And here's one for you. Everton unbeaten in their last 15 Premier League games played on a Monday. They've won 7 and drawn 8 of those. And Lukaku got 8 in his last 8 Premier League games now. So a few people might be attracted to that enhanced odds offer here. 3-1 for him to score and Everton to win.
I do like it, yeah. The worrying thing about it is the Everton to win bit, because you're never quite sure with Crystal Palace, are you, what they're going to do away from home. We know they're very good, but they do concede goals. You know, they beat Liverpool, conceded in that game. Lost to Leicester 1-0. The only clean sheet they've had away from home since last February was the 1-0 win at Watford. Just casting my mind back to that game, Watford didn't really pose too much of a threat either. Just a couple of shots on target in that game. So Palace played really well there. Lost 1-0 to Tottenham. Beat Chelsea 2-1, of course, and beat Norwich 3-1. So you'd expect, you know, both teams to score. Looks an absolute nap here, because we know that Palace like to hit on the counter. We know that Everton like to attack as well. I've just got to be with Lukaku. I think, you know, everyone's talking about him. He's almost, I guess, going under the radar a little bit because of Jamie Vardy. But what fantastic form he's in. And why should he be 6-5 to score at any time at home against a Palace team who are quite open? I think he's obviously developing into a real handful. And remember when all those similarities were made to Didier Drogba, I think we probably will see more of that as he progresses into his late 20s. I mean, he's obviously a big guy. His game's developing. He's scoring goals, maybe not prolifically yet, but, you know, we know he's up with some of the best strikers in the Premier League at his age. I'm happy just to go Romelu Lukaku to score any time in this game. I think there'll be 3 or 4 goals in it.
Okay, both teams to score there is 8-13. If you fancy Lukaku to score, as Lee mentioned, 6-5 for Lukaku to score anytime. Derek, your thoughts?
Well, I mean, Everton's run of form recently has been impressive, but then you look at the calibre of the opposition they've been meeting. You look at this little run: Middlesbrough, Bournemouth, Aston Villa, West Ham, Sunderland, Norwich. You know, there are no giants there, is there? They're entitled to win their first year of those games. By contrast, Palace have come up against the likes of Man City, Man United, Liverpool and Leicester. You could put that in that bracket in the last six matches. I think Palace are too big here, almost 3-1 to win at Everton. They've won 3-2 there in each of the last two seasons. And that tallies with how I think this game will go. I mean, 11-4 Palace to win. I would prefer to back them at 5-1 with both teams to score, because I can't see Palace keeping a clean sheet the way they play away from home. They're too big. They've won at Liverpool, as you say. They've got some great form away from home. Backed out with a great win against Newcastle last week. This is one of those matches that's got me licking my lips this weekend. I can't see me not making a vast profit on this game. Both teams to score and Palace to win 5-1. I'm on that all day long.
And if you're looking for a betting play here, here's one to remember. If Palace go ahead, they win. Only side yet to throw away any points from a leading position this season. They've won all 7 games they've led in.
That's an unbelievable stat.
Yes.
Unbelievable.
Great for in play as well, isn't it?
Yeah, if you are watching, it's perfect for in play. Handy to know.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.